stay tuned for independent Native news and coming up tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Hear the KBOO Morning News. At 7:30, it's Joanne Bowman hosting Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. She'll discuss the sanctions imposed on former Portland Police Chief Derek Foxworth. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30, hear anti-war poetry from Roadside Bomb. At 10, on Radio Beyond Borders, host Mia Kim reports from the immigrant's perspective. And at 10:30 on Art Focus, Julie Bernard speaks with Mark Russell, guest director for PICA's internationally acclaimed time-based art festival. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! That's all right here on KBOO, your community, nonprofit, volunteer-powered, and listener-sponsored radio station. Thanks for joining us.
Independent Native News for Tuesday, the 20th of June. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. Transporting electricity, oil, gas, and hydrogen from production sites to cities and towns in the coming years will mean more transmission lines and pipelines. The federal government is working on designating energy highways for distribution throughout the West, and the first round of maps have some gaps that are raising questions. Nada Culver with the Wilderness Society says the routes appear to go through wildlife refuges, Indian reservations, and private land in New Mexico.
The corridor line just stops at the border of the land and then picks up exactly on the other side as if you flew over it.
Culver says mapping out routes to transport energy takes careful assessment of the mix of land involved.
Very good idea to determine the best places to put energy corridors and keep it away from places that would be more sensitive.
Culver says moving the lines a few miles could clear up environmental concerns, as well as worries by private landowners and tribal land. The corridors are required to be in place by next year under federal law. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., hearings this week include discussion over Native-only contracting and the Voting Rights Act. Joel Southern from the Alaska Public Radio Network has details.
Federal government sole source contracts benefiting Alaska Native corporations have gotten a lot of attention over the past year. In wake of the Gulf Coast hurricane disasters last summer, there was criticism of a contract one ANC had to supply trailers for temporary school use. Local suppliers argued they could have delivered the trailers at a much lower cost. There was also criticism about what kind of job another Native corporation subsidiary did providing contract security services at military bases. And other minority contractors have complained about the share of federal contracts ANCs have gotten. The House Government Reform and Small Business Committees will hold a joint oversight hearing Wednesday about ANC contracting with testimony from corporation leaders and Congressman Don Young. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the House plans to hold floor debate on a bill to reauthorize the Voting Rights Act, which, among other things, mandates written language assistance to facilitate voting by Native Americans and other U.S. citizens with limited English skills. There's a dispute about whether the language help requirement should continue, but a recent report by the Native American Rights Fund claims that the state of Alaska has long failed to comply with the law when it comes to aiding Alaska Natives. I'm Joel Southern in Washington, D.C.
Southern Ute drums echoed through the valley south of Durango, Colorado last week during a traditional dedication ceremony for the new Mercy Regional Medical Center at Three Springs. KSUT's Jones Whistler was there and files this story.
Prayer, songs, and traditional dancing were all a part of the Southern Ute celebration of the completion of the new hospital. The state-of-the-art facility and campus is on 35 acres of tribally owned property. It is land where a more than 2,200-unit housing development and commercial development called Three Springs is under construction. Several of those present thanked the tribe for that contribution to the community, including John Whitney, who spoke on behalf of Congressman John Salazar.
Without the tribe's donation of land and payment for the Highway 160 interchange, we would not have this facility today.
and brown-red comments from U.S. Senator Ken Salazar, who said the structure represents the hope for and faith in the future, a sentiment echoed by Southern Ute Tribal Council Vice Chairman Matthew Box and others, who gave honor to previous tribal leaders. Box pointed out that past leaders had the foresight to support the people of the area in this way.
And how the people fare through their lives has a direct reflection on how well and productive we can work as a community.
Speaking on behalf of Mercy Regional Medical Center's Board of Directors and Catholic Health Initiatives, Board Chair Joanne Spina said Mercy is proud of the hospital's 124 years of service in Southwest Colorado.
But our history is so short by comparison to the centuries that the Southern Ute Indian Tribe has been a positive influence in this region.
Spina presented tribal leaders with a plaque commemorating the tribe's contribution. A duplicate plaque will be placed on the Mercy campus. Little Miss Southern Ute summed up the day in this lighthearted way. I hope you don't get sick, but if you do, you have a comfortable place to get well. From KSUT, I'm Joan Zwistler.
This is Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by News from Indian Country's e-edition, online at IndianCountryNews.com. Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
The KBU Youth Collective will bring you the Underground Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. Our theme this month is body modification and body image. We'll have stories about first tattoos, steroid use, fad diets, and more. We'll also feature youth poems from Cleveland High School and the band King. Two nine-year-olds associated with the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. That's Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. here on your KBOOM 90.7 FM.